Gospel according to St. John, the 18th chapter. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom was from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come forward. Well, good morning. Wow. You guys just get tireder and tireder as it gets sort of later in the year, right? Good morning, Calvin.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So who could tell me who Jesus is? Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know? Good answer. Who else?
The Son of God.
The Son of God, too, yeah. Boy, complicated theology already. Who else? Calvin, do you have any names for Jesus?
Yeah.
That answer says it all. Yeah, yeah. And so in our lessons today, we hear all these different names for Jesus, ruler and king, Alpha and Omega, all of these different names for Jesus, because Jesus means so much and has all these different names to sort of help us see all the different ways that Jesus connects to us and connects us to God. And so today we celebrate Christ the King Sunday, where we talk about how Jesus is this true picture of who God is. And so try to listen to Pastor Mike's sermon. Try to see if you can get other words and other ways that even you are called into living your life new and better in who this Jesus is and all that Jesus does for us. Amen. Go in peace. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Hashtag truth, with a big exclamation mark at the end, like you mean it. I often find myself putting this hashtag on the back of things that really resonate with me or that I really feel speak to something that's happening, something in my life, something that just I need to emphasize. Yes, this is the truth. And so as I was doing some studying for this week, I realized the truth about this celebration. It hadn't always been. It's actually really recent that it's become like a liturgical observation, like we celebrate it all the time. It actually started in 1925 by Pope Pius, that he instituted this Christ the King Sunday out of concern for followers of the faith who seemed to be moving more towards a secular way of living over a churchly or faith life. With a conversation with Pastor Will, he didn't remember it growing up, and I said, well, sure. We're Lutheran. It took us at least 50 years to care what a pope had to say. But it's interesting to think about this reign of the world over this kingdom and reign of God. So what has this worldly reign looked like in the United States over the past almost 100 years? We've had the Great Depression. We've had World War I and World War II. We've had Korea, Vietnam, the LA riots, Tulsa being bombed, Three Mile Island that affected a lot of the world, the HIV/AIDS epidemic, the Oklahoma bombing, 9/11, our endless Middle Eastern wars. School and mass shootings seem to be on the rise. And yet the world hasn't been all bad. I mean, in this same time, we've seen the growing rise in rights for white women. We've seen black voting rights grow in that time as well. The beginning of LGBTQ rights have also grown. Science has exploded in the last 100 years. Innovation in medicine has made it so that a lot of us live a lot longer than the expectation of life 100 years ago. And yet we still have poverty in the world. We still have homelessness in the world. We're still strifed with war and oppression. And then we get to this scene. This scene with Jesus in the court with Pilate. And they're having this dialogue back and forth with each other. Pilate walks back in, and they get to this place where Pilate asks, "Are you a king?" And Jesus' reply is an interesting one, and there's one little tiny two-letter word that sort of makes us think about what might be going on. Jesus' reply to Pilate is, "My kingdom is not from or of this world." The Greek word inside there for "from" or "of" is the word ek. This word ek is really interesting. And the English translation loses because it has to pick either from or of. Because we just don't, I mean, it would take forever to read the Bible if we had to put all the different words in there that sort of play out what Greek gives us. But this word ek actually gives us this literal and figurative action that's taking place at the same exact time. And it is this truth of who Jesus is in this one tiny little kernel of a word. My kingdom is not ek this world. Because Christ's rule is different. Christ's rule is transformative. Because if Christ's rule was of this world, he even points out, my followers would be fighting for me. And think about what this word ek does in there. My followers would be fighting for me isn't just a little or a big thing, but it's everything. That it wouldn't just be these disciples, fiery Peter with his sword, charging in against the Roman Empire. No, it wouldn't just be that. But it reminds me of this picture that Pastor Will pointed out in a sermon a couple of Christmases ago. At Christ's birth, when the heavens open and the hosts of heaven march to the edge, and peer into the world, and at the birth of Christ, turn and march back, away from battle. That if they were fighting, if this was Christ's kingdom as it is lived out right now in Pilate's courtroom, even the hosts of heaven would march out against him to save Christ. But Christ is here to do something different. His kingly rule is to show us something new. Christ dies to save the world from and of itself. Christ dies to save the world itself. And so Pilate turns and says to him, "So you are a king?" And we turn to Christ and we say to Christ, "So you are our king?" The truth is our world is falling into disorder. That our world falls into disorder. But our God has not abandoned us. Our God has freed us to see this truth. To see this one who is from and of. And to see the world. And to move the world into a new truth. And we do this slowly, right? But we try to do this. We move this world into a place where a person isn't solely judged by their gender. We move this world so that someone isn't solely judged by the race or the color of their skin. We move this world so that someone's sexuality isn't the defining point that we use to judge them. In this truth, we move maybe closer and closer to an economic reality where everyone can be sustained. We slowly move to this place where we understand God in this big, huge way. And so that we can look at those who believe faith differently from us and not attack them of this world, but love them of Christ's world. We live in this world where God breaks in every single day through science, showing us the ways we can better live with one another. We live in this world where God breaks in every single day, where things that would wipe out populations can now be cured with a shot. We live in this world where the truth is that God sent his Son. God sent his Son into the world to free us to be better for ourselves and better for all of those around us. Better for all of those we have never, ever seen. Those we will never see and never know. The truth about our God is this. The truth is our King reigns. And in our King's reign, it is wholeness and fullness. And that this wholeness and fullness of Christ, this wholeness and fullness in Christ that we live is to the glory of our God. Our God who calls us to be whole and be full once again. Amen.